Okay, today is Daf Yudalit. We're in Daf Yudgimel Amud Beis. We're four lines from the bottom where it says V'chi Tema. So we were left with a question. We were wondering why, thank you. There were two statements that were made. One statement said that there's no Yados by grapes. Why? Because you don't want them in your sukkah. You don't want them in your wine because they make your wine worse, the stems. You don't want that. And the other one said there's no Yados by Schach. Basically, right? When you take the there's no yados. Why? Because you don't want it to be tame, right? Then we said, well, if you hold that you don't want yados on your schach, then for sure you don't want them on your grapes. But if you don't want them on your grapes, it could be you don't want them on your grapes because they're going to ruin the wine. But in the schach, you don't care. Then we said, trying to remind myself what we're up to. Then we said maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, and we quoted a brisa. We quoted a brisa about if you have leaves, all different kinds of leaves, grape leaves and fig leaves and date leaves, and within the leaves you have some fruit. So what's the story? And you want to use it for schach. So those machlokas. One mandarmer said you have to have more leaves than the fruit, and one mandarmer said you have to have more leaves than the fruit plus the other. So we tried to say that that's what they're arguing about, whether or not the other is supplied by schach. So then we said. I'll start off from E Kotas on Lachila for 1 second. Then we asked, according to Benashia, who said his memra was about the schach, Amr Lach Rav Benashia, the Kuli Al Masavri schach ain lo yados. Really, he could hold that it's not a machloket. Everybody agrees there's no schach by yados. Hachal Mayaskinan, what are they arguing about? Kigon Shekitzatz on Lachila, we cut them off to eat them. If that's true, then everyone holds a yad. V'nimlach aleihem l'sichach. Then you change your mind. Then you change your mind and you decided you're going to use it for schach. Right? Okay. Now, 1 second. Eat kotz on l'achila. If you did that, might to mayhud rabbanon. What's the reason on the rabbanon that say there is no yados? Why? V'chi tema, you want to tell me, kasavri rabbanon, kivun v'nimlach aleihem l'sichach. Since you changed your mind, but lole machshavto, your machshava changed, and therefore it's no longer something that I want, and therefore there's no yados. Umi but lole machshavto bachi, can you just change the status of something with your mind? But nan, we learned kala kalim, all kalim yarden lide tuma be machshava, they go down to tuma with machshava. In other words, you're a shoemaker and you have a shoe on the in your shop, and you know what, this shoe's done, I'm done. It's pretty much done. But maybe you could use a little more touches, maybe not. And then you say in your head, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to sell it. Once you have that machshava, it becomes a kli. Now it can become tameh. The ain olin betumasan, el b'shinu ma'isa. Now, if you want to take the tuma off, you have to break it, basically. You have to do something to it. You can't, with your machshava, oh, you know what? I'm not on a shoe anymore. I'm going to use that to swat flies. I'm not going to use it to be a shoe. And therefore, it's not a shoe. That doesn't work. Right? Maisa motzi mide maisa. A maisa can remove it from a maisa, umiyad machshava, and from machshava. However, machshava, just machshava alone, ain't a motzi lo miyad maisa v'lem the machshava. So same thing over here. I caught them to eat. Then I changed my mind. So how does changing your mind help anything? Right. So we're still stuck. How did the rabbanon explain that changing the mind? V'chite mahani mili kelim dechashivi. Maybe that's only true by kelim. Yados. What are yados after all? What is it? It's a stem. It's only really to help you eat. So therefore, machshava nase, machshava salka. It can go on with the machshava and it can go off with the machshava. I can cut it for food and I can change my mind. That's also not true. But now, because we learned, kol yados ha'ochlin, all yados that are parts of food, shebesasan. So machlokas, what this word means. But somehow it means it got broken. Begoren, in the goren, tahoros. It becomes tahar. Meaning, you want to get rid of the yad, you have to do an action. What does action mean? You have to break it. And by the way, Rabbi Yossi Matami, Rabbi Yossi is not, still Tame. So, bishlom al-mandam, now there's a machlokas what the word basasan means. It can be one of two things. Bishlom al-mandam or basasan hatir agudan shapir. So if you hold that basasan means just untying it, just untying a bundle, Shapir. What Shapir? Then I would understand why the Rabbanon would hold that Machshava alone will work. Why? Because really, what kind of Maisa is unbundling? It's a very small Maisa. It's almost, the Gemara, the Mepharshim explained, it's almost like a Machshava. What kind of Maisa is that? What, I undid the twisty? It's a very small Machshava. That's enough to call it like as if I broke it? Then you know what? Machshava would actually work taka. And that's how the Rabbanon could hold that Machshava alone could remove it. However, El Amand Amar, my bosses and bosses and Mamish, but if you hold it means you actually broke it. Michael and Amar, what are you going to say? Right? How are you going to explain the Rabbanon that said that by thinking of to change the status of the food from food into tzchach, it's good enough? What are you going to say? The answer is, Hachanami, over there, Shabbos and Mamish. No, you actually broke it. It means you actually broke it. And therefore, you did a real bona fide maisa. Ihachi, so my time with the Acherim. So now going back. So why do the Acherim say that it's still a yad? You actually did a maisa to undo it. The Amor Kerb Yossi, because the whole Kerb Yossi. So in here, it's in parentheses. So it's a whole Gersa issue, but I read it because I wanted to get to the point. Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't matter. It's still Tame. Why? Ditnan, Rabbi Yossi Matame. Rabbi Yossi says it's still Tame. Therefore, how could Rabbi Yossi say that? I was going to say, hi, Mai, what does that mean? Hi, Mai, what's that? What's the shot on that? Why is it still Tame? Bishloma Hassam, Taimed Rabbi Yossi, Chazil, Likid Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. I understand in that case that they brought down over here with this the Yados and the Bosses on held like Rish Lakish. Dam Rish Ben Lakish. Hoil Viruyos Lahafchan Baatar. It's still available. I'm not sure what this means exactly. It's still available to use with a pitchfork. Therefore, it still has. Therefore what? Therefore it still has some kind of. It's still a keli. Elahacha, but over here, when we're talking about you switched over your mind for the tvua. Lamai Chazi, what are you going to do with it? So, Chazi. So therefore, what are you going to do with it? And the question remains: why on earth would Rabbi Yossi say he's still tummy? The answer is: and why is it still a kli? And why didn't your machshava work? Even if you not a machshava, why didn't the ma'isa work? So he says: Chazi l'chi sasar l'minkat lahu bigilaihu. Somehow, it'll help to catch. What does this mean? Suitable for the purpose of what? Right. You could still. It makes taking the sukkah down easier. Right. Why? Because they're still bundled. I'm not sure what this means. What does this mean? That according to Rabbi Yossi, even though you undid something, it's still not going to go away. Why? Because really, I think what the Gemara is saying is because really it doesn't go away. Does that make sense? No. The question is not making it to a keli. The question is, you have. Let's go back to the case. The case is you had. You harvested some. Right. Something. You had in mind to eat it. You then broke it to turn it into schach. And Rabbi Yossi says it's still considered ochel. Why? Because really, it still has a value at... I'm not sure.
Why? As long as it's cut from the ground.
Yeah.
And something that's not...
Right.
Thrown on top.
Right, but that's how we had this whole discussion. That's how we started. So you really cut it for food. Which is not a good, you can't use schach.
Correct.
Then you change your mind.
Correct.
And then we said, changing your mind doesn't work. You have to do something. So what do we say? He did something.
He threw in a sukkah.
He did something. He did some maisa. Right? To get out of this problem. But then, Rabbi Yossi said, it's still a problem.
And you still have a little bit of hanog in the fact that
yeah, but this implies that you can use it, that somehow you use it for schach. So how do you use it? Schach.
Once you chew it on the schach, it's not usable food anymore.
Aha.
Yeah, but it still has an knock from it.
Yeah,
so what?
So I'm saying, so it's still possible to be used as a kelim, and it's still mechanical duma. Simple. Because it's used for schach, it's used for something. He has a knock from it.
No, no, no.
That doesn't make
sense. Is not a no.
Since the straw still provides this minor benefit, the Achayim hold that it retains its classification as a yad.
What's the yad? We don't know that either. Apparently, the stalk has some kind of handle, some kind of stem.
The stalk has an outside.
Right. Has some kind of stem. So
what?
So
what?
So the issue is. Right. That yad. If that yad becomes tameh, it's matameh the whole thing. It's considered a handle, just like a handle, just like a handle of a coffee mug. If you touch the handle, you touch the whole thing. Same thing.
Same thing,
a stem of a grape. If you touch the stem, you touch the whole grape. I wouldn't have said that.
Of course not.
But that's okay. So the Gemara came up with a thing called the yad. It's really an extension, right? So getting back to this.
The yad for grapefruit is the peel. So what? We don't hold that anyway.
Right. Well, so we said yesterday that there must be some value to having a yad.
Of course there is.
Because then you don't touch
it.
What? Oh, you don't. No, that's something that's a shomer. Yad is a different thing.
You don't
touch. That's a shomer. Peel is a shomer. Mm-hmm. Here you don't have to touch the grape. I can touch the stem, so it's a benefit. Since it's a benefit, it's mekabel tuma. Now, if I'm making wine out of it, I don't want the yad here. Because it makes the wine worse.
The yad is what the pasuk says we should use.
What? The yad?
Yeah.
The stem?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You don't make wine with a stem. That was yesterday.
Not wine schach.
I understand. We're talking about wine. So it was just an example. It was just an example of how a yad, sometimes yad, sometimes no. Depends what you're doing with it. So we said, if you're using... Yeah, so let's get back to this. Avohacha, but over here...
Further, forget about
what?
This.
Chuck up
one of those dots
and
you just don't understand.
Yeah. V'hachal l'may chazi. Right? Why did the Acherim still have a din yad? What's it good for? Chazi l'chisasar l'minkat l'hu biglayhu. Right? So the way the Masifta says like this. These are hard when you're taking the sukkah down, just like the art scroll said. And that time, you're able to grab onto them with more ease to help take the sukkah down.
So it's still a
keli. Okay. Gufa. Now, we just learned a second ago, kol hayados, all these yados are ochlin, that are on parts of food, shabasasan, begoren tahoras. If you break them somehow in the goren, they're still tahor. Rabiosi matame, Rabiosi is still tame. My basasan, what does it mean you broke them? So it's a machlokas. We just did this. We just didn't say who said what. Rabbi Yochanan Amar basasan mamish. You actually broke him. Rabbi Elazar Omar Hitir Aga Ogdan. He just untied it. So Gizun. Bishlam Reb Elazar Dar Basasan Hitir Ogdan Haina Time of Rabbi Yossi. That's why Rabbi Yossi said it's Tame. Why? A Maisa like that is a very small Maisa, and it doesn't remove the status of the Yad. Ella Rabbi Yochan Dar Basan Mamish, a Mamma Time Rabbi Yossi. So why does it become Tame? So I'm Rabbi Sherman Lakish, Hawil, Viruyos, Lahovchan, Ba'atar. It's you're able after you thresh, you still if you want you can gather all of this together by shoveling it somehow with a pitchfork, okay? And therefore it still didn't remove its status as a yad.
How does that make it a yad? You can collect it with a pitchfork, makes it a yad.
Yeah, because it's still called a yad, exactly. Because it's still you didn't totally remove it from use as a yad, because you can regather it. That was very hard. Amar Belazar, Lama Nimshal Tzvilasan Shal Tzadikim Keeter. Why are the tefillos of a tzaddik like a pitchfork? It's a magarata. Lama Lacha Ma Eter Zem Hafeches Atvul Migarim Makom Lmakom. Just like a pitchfork can move the tool from here to there. After Tzvilasan Shal Tzadikim. So too, a tefillah of a tzaddik can move Hashem's thoughts from here to there, basically. Mimidus achzarias, limidus rechmanas. What does that mean? Right. So the truth is, just to tell you, Rashi gives two examples of where this word comes up that it means a pitchfork. Number one, he says, Vayetar El Hashem, by Yitzchak. He davened Hashem for a child. And the second one is Vayet, where is it? Vayetar Shem. What? Vayetar Lo. Where is that? I have 1 second.
Hmm? I think also in the same
place? No, it's not. It's in Shemos. By the after Makas Arba. Vayetar Lo. What? Vayetar Lo. Shem. What does Shem mean? No, it's a different place. It's by the Arba. It says Vayetar over there. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mishnah's not easy. Next. Misachachin bin Asarim. You're allowed to use boards as schach. Okay? How wide could the board be? We're going to see that in a minute. Minat Torah could be as wide as you want, as long as it's not makabel tumah. The Rabbanan had a gzeirah, we can't make it too big. How big can it be? So Misachachin bin Asarim, you can use boards. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Reb Meir, Oser. Reb Meir says you cannot use boards. Nasan Aleha Neser Shehu Rochav Arba Tvachim. If you use a board for Tvachim, why? Kshera, it's kosher. Ubulvat, this is talking about Dofan Akuma. If it's four Tvachim wide, give me four Amos wide. I'm sorry. Rochav Arba Tvachim, Kshera. Ubulvat, Shalayishan Tachtav. But you can't sleep under it. We'll see in a minute that this is only going home to Reb Meir. Okay? So the Gemara has a machlokas. Can you use boards? Reb Meir says no. Rabbi Huda says yes. What's going on? So we have a machlokes, what they're arguing about. Here we go. Amar Rav, machlokes bin Asarim, sheyesh bahen arba. The whole machlokes is if it's four tfachim. The Reb Meir isle gzeras tikra. Reb Meir says it's gzeras tikra. What's gzeras tikra? Why should I go to a sukkah? It's in my house. I have the same roof in my house. Why am I going into a sukkah? And the problem with your house is, you're not allowed to live in your house. You can't be sukkahs in your house. Why? Because it's not a sukkah. Right? Rashi points that out. So, if the boards are so big, might as well stay in my house. That's what people will think. Why should I go to the sukkah? The house is much more comfortable. That's what the roofs they used to have. So, therefore, you can't make it like that. And Rabbi Yehuda, less like Zerah Sikra. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from the Zerah. Aval bin Asarim she'ein behen arba, but if they're not four tvachim big, divya kol kshera. Everyone holds it's kosher.
Even under
there. As long as it's not four. Why? The whole thing is Xeris Tikra. So Xeris Tikra is only if it's four.
What is a board? Like just a
flat board? A flat board, yeah. A flat board. Right? So in those days, the standard roof was a four. So if it's less than that, it's not a problem. They're not arguing about that. The only issue is if it's bigger than four. So, and by the way, and Rebbe Huda says it's still mutter. Why? No one's going to mix up that. No one's going to realize. No one's going to think that. Shmuel Amar, no. But she ain't been Arba Machlokas. The whole Machlokas is if it's less than four. Aval yesh ben arba, divrei hakol psula. Then everyone would agree it's puzzle. Now, 1 second. Ein ben arba, if it's not four, v'afilu pachas mishlosha, even less than three, takana ba'almanina. What's wrong with less than three? It's like a beam. It's like a stick. What's wrong with that? So Gemara says, you're right. Amar of papa, hachi kamar. Yesh ben arba, if it has four, divrei hakol psula. Pachas mishlosha, divrei hakol kshera. Then if it's less than three, everyone holds it's kosher. My time of why? What is just sticks? That's okay. Ki pligi mishlosh shaviat arba. The whole machlokas is between three and four. Mar Savar, Rabbi Huda says, well, kiven de lesnehu shir makom logazrinin. Let's say it's three. So what's three? Three and a bit. What is three and a half? What is that?
Nothing.
So why should it be a problem? Umar Savar, Rabbeir says, well, kiven de nafki le mitoras lovud. Since it's no longer lovud, gazrinan, we make a gzera. What's the gzera? I'll sit in my house. Now, Tanan, our Mishnah said like this. Nasan aleha neser shu rochav arba tvachim kshera. If you have it four tvachim big, it's kosher. As ubulvach lo yishin tachtav. Now, 1 second. Bish lomaj l'shmuel da'amar b'she'ein ba'arba machlokes. Aval yesh ben arba divya kol psula mishumachi lo yishin tachtav. That's why you can't sit under there. And if it's at the ends of the wall, we'll say dofen akuma, it won't pass the l'sukkah. But you can't sit there. But El Larav, the Arab Mishiason Arab Machlokes, Aval Ein Ben Arab Divya called Kshera, Lurav Yehuda, Amai Lo Yisha Tachta. So, of course, Rabbi Yehuda, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with this? The answer is nothing. You're right. Me Sabrata Divya Kolhi? That's not everybody. Seifa Asan, Lurav Meir. That's not Rabbi Meir's shot. You're right. In a Hanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a problem. According to Rav. Now, Toshma, we learned a Braisa that says like this. Shnei Sedanin Mitzdarfin. Two sheets can combine. Let's say you have a sheet. A sheet is not a kosher tzrach, and you put two of them together. Now that you put two of them together, they're nice and big. So do they combine?
For what?
To pass the sukkah. I have one sheet, not big enough. But two together, one next to each other, make it bigger. Now already it's too big. Do they combine?
Why wouldn't they?
Of course they combine.
Yeah.
No reason not to. There is no half a meter. But the reason why it's mentioned is just to contrast it. Shnei nesarim ein mitzdarfin. The two boards don't combine. Now, one second. Remeir Omer, af shnei nesarim kitzidinen. Two boards are like two sheets, meaning they combine. They combine to what? To ruin your sukkah. Now, one second. Bishlomo l'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, to Amar who said, b'she'ein ba'arba machlokas. Less than four is the machlokas. Avol yesh behen arba. But if it has four, divri hakol psula, everyone holds its puzzle. My mitzdarfin la'arba. They combine to give you four. El Rav, the Amar who said, yesh behen arba machlokas. Avol ein behen arba divya kol kshera. What do you mean they combine? Hechidami, what does that mean they combine? There's nothing wrong with them. The whole sukkah can be like that. There's nothing wrong with them. Eid isbe arba, if it's more than four, lamalit starufe. Why do they have to combine? One board alone is going to be a machlokas. I need the lesbu arba, and if it doesn't have four, then no one holds it's a problem. Amai. It's just good schach. Excellent schach. But they stamped, with the Hechsher, according to Rav. Hechsher, if she does Rav, they'll say on the board. There's nothing wrong with that, right? So what kind of case is this? So what does it mean? So now, according to Rav, I have to change the whole idea. La'olam, the ispuhu arba. Really, it's four. Umay mitzdarfin? What is it? Mitzdarif. Mitzdarif for what? L'mitzdarif, for what? To give you dofen akuma, that's fine. That it'll do. Like Rashi says, look at the Rashi. It's like a few lines up where we are. Arba menatzad. The menatzad on the side ain't schach pasel posel elavadal amos. Schach pasel only pasels for amos. So you're right. It's four. It's according to Rameir, it's no good. According to Rav. So what does it mean? It's mitzdari, if it's no good by one? No, for the side. The bebatzer mehachi, less than four amos, gamiri, we have a tradition, dofen akuma. That's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. I never would have made it up on my own. That was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we just accept it.
Less than four
amos on the side. The ka'amar of Yehuda, shnei nesarim, shal arba, it's two boards that add up to four tvachim, and four tvachim, so it's eight tvachim, it's less than four amos. V'chein sider v'holech adalat amos. As long as it's less than four amos, ain mitzdarfin. It doesn't combine. In other words, it's still a kosher sukkah. Sha'af kula royal asachich ben. The less like zeris tikra. Right? Okay? That's what Rav would have.
Basically, you're using boards of eight tvachim as your sukkah.
You can't do that. You have to have somewhere. We're going to get to this case in a minute. You have to have somewhere in the middle where you can sit. It doesn't pass on the sukkah. But you can't sit there.
Why can't you do it again? What's the reason?
Because it's not kosher schach.
Why? Because it's a wall.
It's a wall. We're making the wall extend over the sukkah. So you could put pasul schach at the ends of the sukkah for four amos on each side.
Right?
Right? You have to have somewhere to sit though.
But for more than four amos, then it does pasul.
Correct.
Why is it eight tvachim schach pasul? I don't get
why is it not pasul?
Why is it pasul? Because it's xeris tikra.
Yes, it's xeris tikra. But if it's at the side, it's okay. So that's what Rav said. We're talking about the side.
Well, even four in the middle of the puzzle.
Right.
Not just eight, even four.
Well, according to Rav, it was machlokas. Right. According to Shmuel, everyone holds this puzzle. Right. Right. Now, Lishna Achrina, another version of the same story. Bishlom l'Shmuel. All this makes sense according to Shmuel, to Omar, Bishayin ben Arba machlokas, Avol Yesh ben Arba divya kol psula, Maya mitzdarfin. Mitzdarfin la'arba amos menatzad. It combines to give you this heter, this kula of dofen. Dofen akuma is a huge kula. It's a big kula. It could save a lot of sukkahs. Right? Many people rely on it. You make a sukkah under the garage. So it sticks. I have that. It sticks out a little bit. It's covered a little bit. It's okay. the men don't sit there, but it's okay.
Well, you have three other walls.
Oh, we're going to get to that at the end of the daf. We're going to get to that at the end of the daf. If you have three walls, it makes it worse. You'll see at the end of the daf. El Rav, but according to Rav, 1 second. Bishlomo le Rav Meir, my mitzdarfin, mitzdarfin la arba amos min atzad. Because each one by itself is puzzle. So what does it mean? It's mitzdarif, combines. It must be, it combines for the end to help you. El Rav Yehuda, to amar filo yesh ben arba ksheira, mayin mitzdarfin. Why don't they combine? Kanam ba'almaninu. According to him, there's nothing wrong with them. They're just sticks. So what do you mean they combine? What do you need to combine for? They combine to make a good sukkah. What does that mean? Much as yours doesn't mean anything. I did the kamer. Meir mit starfin. Ami buda mit starfin. It was not necessary to say that. Since Reb Meir said it, he said it too. Doesn't, that's not a chiddush. To him, there's nothing more than they're sticks. And sticks are kosher schach. Tanya kavase de Rav. Tanya kavase de Shmuel. We have a brisa like each of them. Tanya kavase de Rav. We have a brisa like Rav. What does the Braita say? It says, Sachacha bin Asarim shal Erez, if you use wooden boards, She'ain behen arba, if they're less than four, then you have called Kshera. Everyone has no problem with that. Yesh behen arba, Reb Meir posel, Reb Yehuda machshir. Reb Meir says it's a problem, and Reb Yehuda says it's not a problem. And Amar Reb Yehuda, Maisa b'shas ha-sakana, once upon a time, there was a shas ha-sakana. What is a shas ha-sakana? Rashi says,
The government said it should keep
you. What?
The government banned mitzvot.
Rashi says, Shagazru ovdek achavim gezeira al ha-mitzvot. Right? Sheheviu nesarim. They brought boards. Shehoyim ben arba. That had four tvachim. Vesichichu al gabe marpeset. And we put them on the porch. V'yashavnu tachtein. And we sat there. And the rabbis didn't say a word. The rabbis didn't say a word. Amru lo. Misham raya. What kind of raya is that? Ain shas hasakana raya. Shas hasakana, you can't bring a raya from a shas hasakana. Why? Why can't you bring a raya from a shas?
No,
what?
Because it would have been okay with no sukkah also.
Right. Right, so the Ritva says, well, if there would be no good, the rabbis would have said, what are you doing? Just because it's a sakana doesn't mean you can do something wrong. But they didn't say that. So the fact that it was shas hasakana was irrelevant. Right? They thought it's very relevant. Listen, you hear these stories. People in the concentration camp, they did crazy things to be Mekayim Mitzvot. They were not Mekayim Mitzvot. They didn't have matzah, whatever they had. It's all good. Don't get me wrong. It's all good. Why? It's really a symbol. It's a symbol. So we'll sit in the sukkah like this, and we're not in the house. We're not going to make a bracha. We're just showing that we're still keeping mitzvot. Right? It's all good. That's not what the Ritva says. The rabbis would have said, what are you people doing? Right?
Even doing Shas Sakana, they would say?
What?
Even doing Shas Sakana?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a similar case. The Rambam says.
So they're just saying it is a raya?
It is a raya. It is a raya.
Why does Mar say it's not?
No, they told him it's not. They told him, what are you doing? It's a Shas Sakana.
Yeah.
So the Ritva says, the answer back is, so what? The Rambam says that they used to hand down a lulav. Your grandfather. Lulav used to be a part of the Yerusha. So everyone asked, but it must be dried out. Right? It's 50 years old. What kind of lulav is that? So the Rambam brings a raya that you're allowed to use a dried out lulav. It's only the Rabbana maybe, and if Shas HaSakana, and you don't have anything else. It's a,
Mishnah.
Right. So yeah, we'll get to that. And I'm just pointing out. And the Raya Vid says, what do you mean you can't use a dried out lulav? What are they doing? Just a simon. Just a symbol. When they have nothing else, right? We're gonna commemorate what a lulav used to be like. We don't have one. We have this one. This is possible years ago. Better than nothing. It's just an idea. Same thing over here. It's a machlokas about this. Just an idea or not? It's a real good sukkah. Right. The question is, according to the Ritva, they made a bracha in the sukkah.
Even if it's a shas
like, right? They made a bracha.
There's still someone who holds that it's kosher. So like. Right. It's not like you're not relying on anybody.
Exactly.
You're relying on somebody.
Exactly. Next. Tani Kavos says Shmuel. Now we have a brisa like Shmuel. Why? It says, Sachacha ben Asarim shel Erez. If you use boards for Schach, Sheesh behen Arba, Devar kol Psula. Which is exactly what Shmuel said. And behen Arba, for Meir Posel, for Yehuda Machshir. Umod Rabbi Yehuda, listen to this. Umod Rabbi Yehuda, Sheim Yesh behen Neser, Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, Rameer. Rameer said it's puzzle. However, Umodir Rameir, She'im Yesh Bein Neser LeNeser Kamalei Neser, if in between each puzzle board, Meniach Pesel, which means kosher, you put kosher schach, not puzzle, it's Pesel, it's kosher schach in between each puzzle schach, Beinehem Kshera. Is there a picture of it? Yeah. There's a picture of it. Do you see? Start off with puzzle on both sides. Puzzle, puzzle, kosher, kosher. Puzzle, puzzle, kosher, kosher. Now the kosher, those two koshers meet in the middle. It gives you eight tvachim, because each one's four tvachim. Eight tvachim is more than seven tvachim, and therefore you have a kosher sukkah. And the two, all the two sides are all puzzle. Doesn't make a difference. Dofan Akuma will save that, and you have to sit in the center. Right, everyone sees the picture, that's how it looks. Right? Good?
Yep. Why do you mean four in between about kosher?
What do you mean four?
Four of the, it's four.
Because you need at least seven to be a kosher sukkah. You need a little more than seven, so they're rounding it off to eight. And the shear that makes the puzzle is four.
No, I'm saying that that's irrelevant. As long as the center...
As long as the center, right.
Eight. So it could be 3-3-3 until the middle.
Correct. In the Hanami. In the Hanami. We're just being easier.
No,
it's not puzzle. But that's not puzzle.
I'm saying it's four puzzle and three. Why have the equivalent amount of puzzle?
I think you're right. I think it could be four, then three, then four, then three.
Right. It could be. You're right. As long as the middle's good.
What? The four tvachim of six that come. You got the wall, then you got four tvachim of board.
Board.
Then you got four tvachim of sticks. Then you got four tvachim of board. What does that four tvachim of sticks accomplish? It's not.
That's a good question. So you don't even need that.
No, because Dofer Akuma
is only four amos. This is more than four.
No, it's not.
What?
How much? It's less.
Four amos.
No, this is fucking.
I know, but how many you have?
I'll tell you why. Because it'll maybe. Oh no.
Maybe it adds up to more than four amos.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
You can't eat under the rest of it, only those eight tvachim that are kosher. I think the reason why they made it puzzle kosher, puzzle kosher, leave it all puzzle and just in the center make it kosher.
I'll tell you why. It's a good question.
I'll tell you why. You don't need it, Menachem, but he's saying it because it showed you that the middle was going to be eight. So,
you can't sit in the whole sukkah.
No, you can't. We can make a sukkah today. I've done it before. That you can make it 11 inches in between of planks, and then schach, and 11 inches, and schach, and 11 inches, and you sit under all of it. Because it's underneath the three tefachim.
And we just said
no, but here there are four tefachim. Here, each one's four.
Under.
Four no good, four good. Four no good, four good. Then in the center, you get eight that's good. So why do you have to have the four good and no good in the end? The whole thing could be no good. It doesn't make a difference. Okay. Only the eight in the center has to be good.
Exactly.
But how are you going to
come around
how much?
It's less than four amos. It's only four, eight, another four, it's 12, 16, 20 tvachim. 20 tvachim is not four amos. I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, what were you saying, Hilly?
I just think it did it because it gives you the math easier.
That's what I think.
That's right.
Huh?
He kind of said that here. It's not critical in the whole four.
Right, okay. Now it gets a little more complicated. Should I finish this? Umodir Yehuda, Shimnasan Aleha Nesha Shiroch of Arba Tvachim Kshira, Inushim Tachtav, Yashim Tachtav, Yashim Dechavasa. Fine. Itmar, next case. Hafkan al tzidehem. What if you take the boards and you put them upright? So they're not four tvachim wide. If they're flat, they would be, but they're not flat. All they're right, standing right. Upright. So Rav Huna amar psula. Rav Huna says it's puzzle. Why are they puzzle? Because inherently they're puzzle. So just because you switch its dimension, how does that change anything? They're puzzle. So Rashi says, given the yesh shame puzzle alehem, they're puzzle. Nasu kishpudim shal matechet, it's like metal. Hapsulim l'schach b'chol inyan shahovchan. I don't care what you do with it, it's puzzle.
Metal
you turn
metal.
It upside down. What?
Metal's still metal.
That's exactly his point. since it's puzzle, it becomes like metal, and no matter how you slice it, no matter how you sit it, put it here, it's not going to make a difference. But Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna amar k'shera. But ikla Rav Huna, Rav Nachman l'sura, Rav Nachman t'sura, ola gabe Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna, v'amulei, hafkan al t'dei en mahu, what's the story if you put him on the side? Amalahu, tzula, nasu k'shmudin shal mateches, it's no different than metals, I don't care how you put it, it's no good. Amalahu Rav Nachuna, l'amri l'chu amri kavasi, don't you hold like me? Amrulay, umi amrulon mar time of law kablinamine, did he ever give you a reason that you didn't explain? Amrulahu umi ba'isimine, time of law amrulahu, did he ever ask you for a reason I didn't give you? Anyway, that's what he said. He said it's no good.
The comparison is not good because one matechet is tuma. This eight is not tuma.
It's a xera.
It's a xera because of tikra, it's nothing to do with tuma.
Right, it's a good question.
It's not a great comparison. We none of us really fully understand that. It's puzzle, puzzle.
But as the Gemara says, it's like puzzle, right? Leima mesayale, eina machzekes kidei rosh ruvu shulchano. Let's say you have like this. You have a sukkah that's not big enough. Oh, shenifritza ba'pirtza kidei shiyadaka bo'gadi be'beis rosh. Or there's a hole for a goat to go in, meaning it's not loved. Oh, or shenasana leha neser shuroch of arba tvachim. Or you have a board that's too big. Afal pi shlo hichnes l'tocho el shlosha tvachim. Psula. Even if the board is not only three tvachim, it's puzzle. It's still puzzle. What does that mean, it's only three tvachim? It's at the entrance. So it's one tefach sticking out and three tvachim sticking in. Only three tvachim here. What's the problem? It's still puzzle. Why? Because that's a shame puzzle. I don't care. There's no difference if you did that or if you stood it upright. It's a shame puzzle. Now, hey, chidami, how do you make that work? Lav kigon chafkan al tidehen? Doesn't it mean that you put it on its side? Sigmar says low, it doesn't have to mean that. Low, like what I said. Hachamayiskin akon da ancha apume de metal lasa. You put it by the entrance, but only if it has three walls. If it has four walls, you could do this. It'll be dofan akuma. But if it has three walls, Rashi, well, the aisle tlasa legiv, the apichav labar. Three tvachim are on top of the sukkah, and one tefach is sticking out over the entrance, and there's no wall there. The havelei pesel hayotze apostle, hayotze min asukkah. It's like a puzzle that it's yosef from a sukkah. The chal puzzle yosef min a sukkah. Gidni don kisukkah. Any puzzle sticking out has the status of a puzzle sukkah. Rashi points out you can't say dofen akuma if there's no wall there. Right? You can't say it.
Sticking out at the open side.
What?
Sticking out at the open side.
It's sticking out at the open side. Right. So what do you see? All right, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with it? The answer is, it has a shame puzzle. Therefore, it's puzzle. So too, if you stand it upright, it has a shame puzzle. Okay, that was very hard. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.